This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot at all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
It's Monday, 18 March, in the year of our Lord, 2024. We're going to go back to the steps of the Supreme Court. Kim Mack Rosenberg, she is the general counsel for the Great Satan Children's Health Defense. Kim, thank you so much for joining us today. What are the stakes? What's at stake here at the Supreme Court today in these arguments?
Well, I think it's not hyperbole, as I just told the crowd earlier. You know, we're live streaming our whole rally on Children's Health Defense television so people can watch it. But it's not hyperbole to say that really the one of the cornerstones of democracy in America, free speech, is at risk if the government's position is upheld here.
And what is the government's position in your mind?
Sure. The government's position is that they are effectively taking care of the American people by determining what we can hear and see on social media, on television, in print, really not giving people an opportunity to make truly informed decisions for themselves, whether it's on health-related issues, elections, or any other topic. They're saying that if something is not in concordance with the government narrative, it should not be heard. And that really takes away an opportunity for people to exercise critical thinking skills and have informed consent and decision making.
Don't they say, though, that Children's Health Defense, you're a platform for all the tinfoil hat anti-vax crowd, and that you guys actually are the people that you platform are dangerous, the information's dangerous, and it's best. The only way you can have informed consent is listen to experts and listen to expert opinion and not the screwballs that Children's Health Defense continues to give access to and a platform to, ma'am?
Well, I would say that they make that argument, certainly. But if anyone would go to look at Children's Health Defense at our website, at our TV, at our Defender newspaper that comes out daily, they would see that we have incredibly well-sourced materials. We pride ourselves on the accuracy of the information that we put out. The information we put out may be counter to the government's narrative, but that doesn't mean that information isn't important and that information isn't correct. And we believe that people should have the opportunity to hear all sides. That's how we develop our critical thinking skills. And I feel like those critical thinking skills are really being taken away and stripped, especially from our younger generations.
Kim, what about the big tech's role in this? They were obviously not coerced. It didn't seem to. It seemed like they're willing participants. What is the role of big tech in this? And what outcome would Children's Health Defense, since you're a major participant in all this, what outcome would you like to see?
Well, sure. I would like to see Judge Doughty's injunction upheld and be able to go into effect. It's been stayed since it was issued. Essentially, it's never taken effect, so the government hasn't been stopped. And not only is there the injunction that was issued in Murthy v. Missouri, which is the case the court is hearing today, but we have a case that's Kennedy and CHD against Biden, which is also in front of Judge Doughty, and it's consolidated at that trial court level, the district court, with Missouri v. Biden. Judge Doughty issued recently an injunction in our case as well, but that injunction is stayed pending the Supreme Court's decision here. I think that it's really critically important to free speech rights in America, both for the people who are speaking and writing and sharing information, and those who are listening and hearing information, reading information, that the government be stopped from going in, and they have coerced and bullied social media. They've threatened them taking action against them. They've threatened the social media platforms. Information has come out during this whole process of this case and in the House of Representatives, information about what the administration has said behind closed doors, and sometimes in the middle of the night with emails to social media platforms demanding that they take down certain information and censor certain individuals and certain organizations. So the government has had a huge role in trying to get social media to do its bidding, and it's doing that because the government itself cannot tell people tamp down free speech. It's unconstitutional for the government to do that. So they're trying to use the social media platforms as their proxy, and it's equally unconstitutional for them to do that.
Kim, where do people go to get the live stream on Children's Health Defense Day and how they find out more about you and all the positions of Children's Health Defense?
Sure. So childrenshealthdefense.org is our website. You'll see on there links to CHDTV, and that's where the live stream is. We also have some legal pages. CHD is really invested in litigating in a number of areas and supporting our outside counsel who litigate to protect children's health, to protect the health of all people, because it's critically important that we have that information, and we litigate in vaccine exemptions, vaccine mandates, FOIA for government transparency so that we can get that information, EMR and wireless. So we're really actively involved in a number of areas, but censorship has become such an important issue because, as I said earlier, it really goes to the heart of people being able to make informed decisions about their health and the health of their loved ones.
Informed consent. Kim Amack Rosenberg, thank you very much. General Counsel of Children's Health Defense, one of the great fighters in this whole effort. Let's play. I got Raheem. I got Josh Hammer. I got two separate cold opens. Let's play Raheem's cold open and bring him in.
My question for you is, it's going to be a challenge for the Biden campaign to keep it fresh, if I can say it that way, because this fire hose of shocks and falsehoods and horrible things that come out of Donald Trump's mouth. I mean, most people who believe in democracy, who care about our democracy, agree he is a horrendous human being who should not be handed back the reins of power. Not ever. Not in a million years. At the same time, he has this hold. And the hold is seeping into leadership in Congress. It's seeping into the bench. If you look at the Republican response to the State of the Union, that was a mini Trump. Her behavior after, Trumpy, lying about a lie, laughing about a lie, laughing about trafficking and whatever else, and her lie about it. There are many like her. People who grew up in this country, who pledged allegiance to the flag, who chose to serve and seemed normal until they seemingly were poisoned by this.
Josh Hammer is going to come in a second. I got Raheem, and Raheem's under some time pressure. Raheem, they go on about the bloodshed. It's full. I've never seen a full meltdown like they've had over the last 48 hours. I think it's dawned on them as they've looked at the polling internally, and the Hill newspaper had the lead story. It's the lead on the Daily Mail right now. They see the numbers are so horrible and are getting even worse that they're jumping on everything. You've got a brilliant piece up on the National Pulse that walks through just one example of this. This was the bloodshed comment from the other day. You want to walk us through it?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Steve. Yeah, this is I think you're right. The undercurrent of all of this is panic. It's full panic. And so the machine, the regime's machine, the corporate media machine, and something we'll get onto in a second, the Hollywood-funded machine, is putting everything into the back of peddling these hoaxes. We're going to see a lot more of them as we get closer to the election. President Trump often remarks himself that, you know, the only thing that they can really do is disinformation, misinformation, and cheat. There is so much truth in that. And one of the things that really stands out about this is they tried this a couple of months ago, remember, with the poisoning the blood comment, wildly taken out, which he first made to me, by the way, in an interview we conducted in September of last year, wildly taken out of context. The same thing happened with the vermin comment. You've seen the same thing happen with the bloodbath comment from this weekend. And it's interesting. If you look at it, there's two things to note about this. Number one is Enoch Powell, and we can come back to that in a second, a British parliamentarian from the 1960s whose use of the phrase, like the Roman, I see the river Tiber foaming with much blood, was taken out of context by the establishment and the corporate media to kind of try to unperson him. He was really the kind of first major right-wing cancelled contemporaneous politician. And the second thing is, where do these things come from? And more often than not, and when I say more often than not, I mean about 90% of the time now, these stories begin with a fake news outlet. It's a Democrat PAC, in fact, called Midas Touch, or Midas Touch, but they spell it weird, so I'm going to say Midas Touch. And this is heavily funded by Hollywood celebrities, heavily aligned with Democrat PACs, and they masquerade as news reporters, when in actual fact, this is a political organization that the corporate media uses as their research arm. So my pledge to the audience today is the National Pulse is beginning a full-fledged investigation into Midas Touch, who funds them, how they operate, who works there, all sorts of different angles that we'll be covering there. And so if you want to help, thenationalpulse.com/war room is where you can sign up to help that investigative work, because this is a group that is effectively campaigning for the Democrats, but pretending to be a news organization. And so it's time to expose that fraud.
This started with your interview with the president. I think it was in Mar-a-Lago. You did the on-camera interview where he started talking about this, but then they're so panicked. We'll have Josh on in a minute. They're so panicked about where they stand right now. It's almost like they're grasping at straws, but they're doubling and tripling down. And they took this one phrase out of the Ohio rally, they recut it and jammed it up. And that's their mantra over the weekend. Is this going to work, Raheem?
Well, this is less of a strategy to convince people away from voting for Trump. No Trump voters. I don't even think any middle of the road voters or independents who are thinking about voting for Trump are particularly incensed by this. Especially, you've seen them start to row back from this over the course. Of course, you had Morning Joe and Mika doing their screamy, ranty stuff. But actually, most news outlets this morning, I've noticed, have said, well, of course, he was talking about the auto industry. You know, so they're trying to row back a little bit. Now, what this is an attempt to G up the Democrat base. It's an attempt to light the hair on fire of those who they need to turn out, to be activists, to door knock, to make those phone calls, to flood the Act Blue with donations. That's what this is. This is an outrage machine designed specifically. And, you know, they always talk about QAnon, QAnon. This is Blue Anon, right? This is the willful peddling of conspiracy in an attempt to wind people up into a frenzy. And the corollary of all of this, of course, is that they are the ones who are therefore fomenting the idea of political violence, because they put the violent rhetoric out there, they mislabel it, they get their own side feeling violent in response. And I think if anything happens in this country between now and the election, the blood will be on their hands as a result.
Raheem, by the way, the polling over the weekend showed with the black community, the democracy thing, anti-democracy, not having zero impact whatsoever. Raheem, National Pulse, you guys are on fire more than ever. People need to go there, support it. Where do they go?
It's thenationalpulse.com/war room, thenationalpulse.com/war room. And look, it's about supporting this work. It's about supporting the investigations. It's about supporting the outing of these things. And I tell people all the time, just go and have a look at the site. Go and have a scroll of the site. Look at the stories. Look at the framing and see if you think that there's anyone else out there that's doing similar work to us. I don't believe that's the case. And if you don't believe that's the case, remember, we take no ad money, no PAC money, no billionaire money, no political money. It's all you guys, ladies and gentlemen. thenationalpulse.com/war room. Thank you, Steve.
Talk to you later, Raheem. Safe travels. Raheem Kassam, our original co-host here, along with Jason Miller. Jason will be with us, going to join us tomorrow with updates on the Trump campaign. Birchgold.com/Bannon. If you don't think it's turbulent, look what's happening in Geneva with the World Health Organization trying to take our sovereignty. Actually, our sovereignty being given to them by the Senate, certain members of the House, in the Biden regime. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Find out why gold has been a hedge against times of turbulence for 8,000 years of recorded history. Short commercial break. Josh Hammer on the other side.
As we head toward a presidential election in November, one thing you can be sure of, 2024 will be a tumultuous year like no other. How will your hard-earned savings fare during this year? You're already seeing the impacts of inflation at the pump, the grocery store. The dollar continues to lose buying power quicker than your wages can increase. How are you protecting your savings? Consider diversifying with gold from Birch Gold Group. For decades, gold has been the choice of investors and central banks to hedge against inflation. Now you can own it in a tax-sheltered IRA with the help of Birch Gold. Just text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898, and Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on gold. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. And the best part, you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of satisfied customers, you can trust Birch Gold. Text Bannon to 989898 to claim your free info kit. That's Bannon to 989898. And secure your savings now. Take action. Text Bannon at 989898. Action. Action, action.
With your newest piece entitled Behind the Scenes, Biden has grown angry and anxious about re-election effort. So what are you hearing? What are you referring to?
Well, look, if you just take a step back, you know, the president being frustrated that he is not getting the credit that he feels he deserves for the things he's accomplished in office, for his poll numbers being below former President Trump's, that is something that's been going on for a long time. We first reported about that 2 years ago. The difference now, Mika, is they are less than 8 months away from an election, and it's an election in which the president feels that he is the only thing standing between the country as we know it, and become, as opposed to becoming a country as we, that we don't recognize under former President Trump if he comes back to into office. And so the pressure is really high. This is a very different kind of moment. There's a limited amount of time, and it's shrinking amount of time for the president and his team to turn this around. And so what we're told in our reporting is that the president is really pressing his team, colorfully at times, to figure out a way to turn this around. And his, part of his argument is like, look, I've done it your way. I have not, you know, don't go after Donald Trump too early. Govern, be presidential. And it's not working. And so from the president's perspective, he's going to try it more his way now. And that is, you know, be out there among people more. He's pressing very specifically for information about how his specific accomplishments are being translated into different constituencies and within different states. He really wants to know what the plan is. And he's, and part of his argument is, look, get rid of this lofty rhetoric. I want to speak more plainly. And now the pressure is on to see whether or not this is ultimately going to work. But as one person close to the president told,
I would do the 6 o'clock show of all clips and my commentary, but we're so packed today. There's so much going on. I want to bring in Josh Hammer. I'm going to say Josh Hammer, you triggered this. We wanted to have you on. I think late Thursday night your piece came out about Trump's path to victory. Plus, you got the liberals against democracy. Your pieces up on Newsweek are brilliant. I think you triggered this because inside the White House, I think they read your piece and just lost it. Right? I'm serious about that. I was trying to have you on Friday and Saturday, but you were traveling. Walk us through what's going on. I mean, man, it's the lead story in Daily Mail. It's been all morning on Morning Mika, and I have not seen them melting down on something. I think they've finally looked at the polling numbers and looked at the lived experience of the American people, and it's not going to change before Election Day. And so now they've dumped the thing about democracy. This is Hitler in 1932, right? I mean, they couldn't be more blatant about it. What the hell's going on here, Josh Hammer?
Yeah, Steve, thanks so much, as always, for having me on. Wanted to join you on Friday. I was flying back from D.C., where I was doing an event with American Moment, which I know is an organization that you and I are both involved with and both huge fans of, but always a pleasure to join you. Look, I would like to think that the White House is reading my stuff. I like to think that that is the reason that they're doing this big five-alarm fire. I'm not entirely sure that I can take full credit for it. Upon my review of what's happened over the past year and a half, 2 years in Democratic Party politics, Steve, I think you start to see a concerted effort beginning as early as the summer of 2022 by certain elite liberals, certain Beltway Democrats, to try to convince Joe Biden to not run for re-election. I distinctly remember this column from Michelle Goldberg, the venerable progressive left-wing nutjob columnist of the New York Times, basically saying that Joe Biden should probably not run again. Then you had CNN and Politico seemingly operating collusively, had a series of articles about how Kamala Harris is incompetent, how she's shedding staffers. No one likes to work for her. Where is she? What issues is she working on? And then it's kind of built up. And then you had a column in the Washington Post from David Ignatius, which, you know, didn't even hide the point of the column. The title of the column was basically, I'm paraphrasing here, it said, Joe Biden, don't run again. And they tried this, and they failed. And they're stuck with Joe Biden, and Joe Biden is the nominee. At this point, he's the nominee. It's not going to happen. They're not going to be able to depose him at a convention. They're not going to have a grassroots uprising. It's not going to be Michelle Obama. It's not going to be Gavin Newsom. You know, God help us, it's not going to be some other far-left loonbag. They're stuck with Joe Biden. And I'm not entirely sure, Steve, why Joe Biden is so stubborn about this. I suspect that it is a combination of Jill Biden, who apparently is kind of like the Lady Macbeth, the power-hungry wife in this particular scenario, as well as Joe Biden to the extent that he can still have coherent thoughts, not a particularly high extent. But he's been in D.C. for 50-plus years, obviously, and he's wanted the presidency for as long as he got there. So they're stuck with him. And as you said, they're starting to come to terms with the fact that the post-2008 Democratic Party coalition that Barack Obama really built, Barack Obama really did change the Democratic Party. He really, really accelerated this process from the Bill Clinton Party of the 1990s, from this one-time party of the blue-collar working class, the working-class economics, the FDR, the LBJ, Jimmy Carter. Even Clinton had that, you know, he had the Arkansas twang. Barack Obama changes everything. He brings in a lot of blacks, Hispanics, a lot of, you know, white urban PhD liberals in the Upper West Side of Manhattan, folks like that. And then you have the white working class that just flees. And that kind of gets you to 2016 and Trump. I think what the five-alarm fire right now inside the Biden White House and the Biden reelection campaign is that they're looking at the current fracturing of this coalition of aggrieved interests that Barack Obama put together in 2008. You can't simultaneously appeal all of these groups. They have 18 to 34 Gen Z millennial types who are rapidly fleeing them. They have a huge issue when it comes to Arab and Muslim voters, when it comes to the war in Gaza, but the American people still largely support Israel's war there, so you can't fully turn on them because then you're going to learn white voters, moderates, you're going to lose all of them. So he's really stuck between a rock and a hard place. The immigration issue, of course, accentuates that very much so as well. And yeah, this bloodbath thing is deeply emblematic. I know you were talking about it with my friend Raheem just now. That is going to be a preview, Steve, of what is going to come over the next 3, 4, 5 months. They are going to start blasting the airwaves with January 6, 2021. It's a 9/11 type event. They're going to start comparing him to Mussolini and Hitler even more than they have already done so. There is no trick at this point that they will not resort to make sure that he is not president again. The lawfare, by the way, all the lawsuits is a key part of that as well, I might add.
When you heard Stephen A. Smith, we'll try to play that clip. If I can't play today, I'll get to it at 5 o'clock. Stephen A. Smith, no buddy of Trump's. It's kind of like Charlemagne the God has come out and just thrown down hard on the lawfare. One thing, when you look at your piece and then you see the meltdown over the weekend and look at the Daily Mail and The Hill and Politico, how they're reporting it, are they not also coming to the conclusion, because you got Jamie Raskin, these guys saying, hey, we may have lost the Supreme Court 9-0, but on January 6th, if we take the House and we're sworn in on the 3rd of January, on January 6th, we're going to make the point that he's not eligible to be president. He could be eligible to be on the ballot. Are they not doing all of this right now to set the predicate that every day is going to be Stalingrad when it comes to him trying to govern, that they are digging in hard and they consider him Hitler in 1932, and they're not going to be like the Weimar Republic, or they're not going to be like Ludendorff and these guys and just roll over, that they're going to dig in and say, no, this guy's Hitler. The people around him are fascists. They're all Nazis. And we're going to go out in a blaze of glory, sir.
I think that's probably what they are laying the foundation for, Steve. I mean, you know, let's I want to get to that, but let's just for a second focus on the Trump versus Anderson case, this Colorado Supreme Court case that we just heard. You know, there were two law professors last summer. They wrote a law review article in July or August, one of whom was actually a former two-time law professor of mine back at the University of Chicago Law School. I know him very well. And they argue that Trump was disqualified from the ballot because he was an insurrectionist under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. It was always a ludicrous argument. But as soon as that essay, that law review article got out into the open, liberal commentary of the liberal media ate it up like it was everything. CNN, MSNBC, all the panels, they said it was a slam dunk argument. You know, former federal judge J. Michael Luttig, who back when he was a judge was a pretty conservative guy, now he's moonlighting later in his career as a Trump derangement syndrome infected leftist. He went on cable news after the Colorado Supreme Court's ruling in December and said that the opinion was masterful, brilliant, and unassailable legal logic. And that quote-unquote unassailable logic just lost 9-0 at the United States Supreme Court. Ketanji Brown Jackson and Sonia Sotomayor did not even buy into Judge Luttig's quote-unquote unassailable logic. The point is they were trying to go there, Steve, and gaslight us into thinking that this was an open and shut, you know, case in point. He's obviously disqualified. Think about what they were trying to do for a second, Steve. They're trying to disqualify a major party's presidential candidate from the ballot. I mean, is that not the most anti-democratic thing imaginable? All the stuff that you're talking about here when it comes to laying the foundation for who knows what they're going to vote for in January 6, 2025. They're already trying to leak out there to the press in not so subtle ways that they might not actually say that he's the president. They might not actually certify if he actually wins validly and legitimately at the ballot box this fall, which as of today, I do predict that he will. So yeah, they are absolutely laying the foundations for everything that you're talking about there, which by the way, makes it that much more imperative that on day one of his administration next year, if Trump is the next president, he has to fire an astronomical percentage of deep state bureaucrats. This is of course Schedule F. This is Project 2012. A lot of the things that UI and many others are working on right now. He's got to get in there, and within the first day or two or three, I'm not exaggerating, it's going to happen that early, he's got to start firing people like there's no tomorrow. The media will howl. They say, "Oh, you're a fascist. You're a tyrant." In reality, that's just the basic executive power function of the president according to our constitutional structure. He calls the shots, not deep state bureaucrats.
Josh, where do people get your writings? How do they find you on social media? You are on fire right now.
Yeah, thanks so much, Steve. So I'm on Twitter, X, whatever we're calling it these days, Josh_Hammer. My syndicated column goes up at Newsweek and a bunch of other right of center publications. Then I host two of my own shows, The Josh Hammer Show and also America on Trial with Josh Hammer, which is really focused on the Trump lawfare above all else.
Josh Hammer, thank you for all the work you're doing, all the great content you're putting up, and for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
I knew his pieces were going to trigger something. And this is why if Grace and Mo, I want to push them out. Carly Bonet over at Midnight Ride. Let's get everybody to see them. Birchgold.com. It's been turbulent enough for you this morning. This is, remember, these are fights that we're winning right now. People should not discount the fact that it's not going to get, this is the easy part. When we win and then take power is where the nasty down and dirty fight is going to be. It's all in front of you. See right now. Look what they're doing to Trump. Birchgold.com/Bandit. Find out the converging forces that drive gold every couple of days to a new high. Talk to Philip Patrick and the team. They're the experts. Birchgold.com/Bandit. Do it now. Short break.
Beware. When's the last time you checked your home title? Never, right? Cyber criminals may have already forged your name off your home's title. His name is on your home's title. He's going to take out loans using your equity. You won't know until foreclosure notices show up for unpaid home loans he took out on your house. Now, I rely on Home Title Lock to protect my home's title. The instant they detect activity, they mobilize to shut it down. Let me repeat that. The instant they detect activity, they mobilize to shut it down. Question. Has some criminal taken over your title? Find out for free when you sign up, code Bannon at signup. You'll get a free comprehensive scan of your title and 30 days of legendary Home Title Lock protection. Let me repeat that. You get a free comprehensive scan and 30 days of legendary Home Title Lock protection. This is all free. Go to Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com and put in promo code Bannon. That's HomeTitleLock.com and put in promo code Bannon. Take action today. Take the angst of this off of your plate. Don't let these cyber bandits, these cyber thugs, coupled with artificial intelligence, mess with your home equity. Action, action, action.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, it goes without saying, folks, that this monumental day at the Supreme Court, and you can get the live stream on some of our other channels right now, this monumental day would never have happened without you. Your support of Children's Health Defense, of Dr. Corey, of many of the people named, but also everybody else that's been deplatformed. Remember, we're deplatformed everywhere. If it wasn't for your support, and not just support monetarily, giving small donations or whatever, but also, most importantly, sharing the content. This is why your information warrior legionnaires, gladiators, it's your sharing this content that has broken these people. Sharing the evidence, sharing the true information. This is what's broken them. The biggest tell out there today, I'm telling you, is the fact that the Washington Post and New York Times, the paper that did the Pentagon Papers, the papers that did Watergate, it's almost crickets. And no huge coverage of the TV networks. The MSNBC, which is basically the TV edition of the New York Times. Nothing, virtually, today. That is a huge tell. They do not want this argued. They don't want this information. And I do disagree with Kim Mac Rosenberg slightly. And I think that the big tech companies, quote unquote, they have emails orders. They were willing conspirators here. The tech feudal, the sociopathic overlords of tech feudalism are in on this. Big league. Almost as powerful and actually even more cunning and dangerous than as parts of the government. So this is a huge battle, but it's because of your support, and particularly you being information warfare gladiators and sharing this information. Single most important thing. We talk about parallel economy. This is one of the reasons we're trying to support entrepreneurs doing parallel economy, because you could get debanked, deplatformed, you get your processing cut off. This is why Public Square is so important. Schieffer and the team over there, Michael Schieffer and the team that came out of Silicon Valley that created the app, created the website, publicsquare.com. Go check it out. See the tens of thousands of companies that offer products and services. And it's all free. You don't pay anything. So you can sign up or you can just go there. Look, they've now got a basket like Amazon. So publicsquare.com. Go check it out today. Natalie, before we get Mike Lindell in here talking about his Supreme Court, but I got to bring this up because this week we're going to have another huge battle on the DHS bill, on these bills. They're trying to slip in a Ukraine supplemental. The Grace is going to be on tomorrow because we're going to do Bill Blaster and say how you guys can be most effective at the ramparts. We're going to get up on the ramparts this week. I think we got a good shot to shut this thing down, or at least to force them in some way. They get a couple hundred billion dollars of cuts. We'll talk more of the strategy of that tomorrow. But I had to bring up, you highlight to me this piece in Politico over the weekend that shows you what we're dealing with. I mean, the craven criminality and greed of what's out there. Walk me through what's happening, particularly in a week where they're going to try to shove another $60 billion. It's not dead. It's like the Frankenstein. It's like these new horror movies for the kids where they got five or six endings, right? It keeps coming. It keeps coming. It keeps coming. Walk me through what you saw this weekend.
Well, Steve, I just have to add real quick, the real tell that, you know, the establishment doesn't want us focusing on what's going on in the Supreme Court today is that there are no paid protesters outside. Have you ever seen a day where there's been such a case of such magnitude where you haven't had the left show up in droves, right, with all the signs and the usually you wouldn't even be able to do a hit outside because there'd be so many people yelling and screaming at people who are affiliated with RAV. But on the Ukraine front, you're so right. It's like a hydra-headed snake. Anytime you cut one off, it's like eight more come back in the form of supplementals and just giving more funds to Ukraine. And this story is really interesting to contextualize within sort of the media landscape, because the Politico article that I sent you, that really is the only coverage that Ukraine's new legislative initiative to court catch this, foreign investment, particularly from Western countries, in the sector of green energy and sort of anti-climate change renewables, that should be a story that's making headlines everywhere. It's the mainstream media's two favorite topics, right? Climate change and Ukraine. But the story really only made it to Politico. I originally was exposed to it through sort of a business investment economic report coming from Dentons, the advisory firm, basically advising their clients that Ukraine is now trying to get investments, like I said, from the West, from the United States, to support their power grid, but specifically through the lens of combating climate change, renewable energy, green energy. And I think that this really goes to the broader critique that we have always said when it comes to Ukraine aid, which is it is a money laundering operation. So now when you see people like John Kerry, Victoria Nuland leaving the State Department, I say, you know, start the clock before Victoria Nuland joins the boards of, you know, BlackRock or Boeing or Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, you name it. But we know that climate change is sort of this new avenue that they're trying to exploit, not just for power and control, but for serious financial gain. And look no further than what the Biden family did, right, with Burisma. So I think you're going to see, you know, many Burismas, Burisma 2.0, Burisma 3.0 pop up. But it really is curious to me that Ukraine, while allegedly, you know, their, what is it, the average age of the soldier is like upwards of 50. Their economy is in shambles. They have, you know, their population is being hollowed out, yet they have time to pursue anti-climate change initiatives that conveniently are going to line the pockets. They're promising wild astronomical returns for any Western elites who are willing to invest in there. I'd be very surprised if the money that's being invested in there is somehow not traceable to our taxpayer dollars.
No, you can see this is the whole Burisma. This is how this stuff happens. It's so corrupt. It's so awful. I mean, we can't send another penny over there because you're just killing the Ukrainian people. And trust me, they are not part of this grift. This is all the oligarchs. This is Zelensky's crowd. This is the Brussels party of Davos. It's sick. I want to make sure we put that up there. I know you got a bolt. Natalie, social media, where do they get your writings? How do they get to our newsletter? All of it.
You can follow me at Natalie G. Winters. You can shop the USA made brand at shesoright.co. Go to warroom.org, sign up for the newsletter. We're always putting up commentary from all the guests you see on the show, myself included.
Natalie, thank you so much. I know you got a bolt. You got other content you got to do today. Look forward to seeing that too.
Thank you.
How do we get so fired up so early in the morning here? Because we start pre-dawn on putting the show together, and we're up late the night before. Warpath Coffee. Go to warpath.coffee/warroom to get your discount. The dark roast, of course, is my favorite. I'm getting a lot of grief now from many people about talking about the breakfast blends, the milder blends. It's all fantastic. I just happen to be a dark roast aficionado. The Mariner's Blend, which I worked on with Tej Gill and the Navy SEAL team for almost 2 years to perfect it. Go check that out. But the other blends are just as magnificent. It will get you jacked up. We put a big pot on pre-dawn, and that's how we start the day. Also, Sacred Human Health. The buzz, we're going to come up with we'll show you the response from the War Room Posse on grass-fed beef liver. Man, talk about an energy bolt that has. Grass-fed beef liver, the first product we put out. We got a couple others up there too, but the first product we're leading with at sacredhumanhealth.com. Go hear all the responses, see the responses, get all the information. Go check it out today. Mike Lindell, it's a historic day at the Supreme Court where all the folks that have been putting out the truth on different platforms have been shut down everywhere the last couple of years, having their day in court to argue against the sociopathic tech overlords. And, of course, the deep state, the administrative state of what's metastasized to be a dictatorial power before us that the framers would never have in mind. Your day is coming too. Now, specifically, I think over the weekend you guys told me you're going to drop the second shoe of this where it's going to be all the evidence. Is that going to happen in, I think, the next 24 to 48 hours?
It's going to happen this week. It's an emergency injunction to expedite this case. And remember, they deemed our election platforms critical infrastructure. What's going to come out now will be all the declarations and all the evidence to back up the case. So this is the second part of it. This was very, very much planned by our lawyers. And it's And because the media right now is out there, it hasn't really reached the masses of the media, but the ones that are out there are trying to discredit. Well, there's nothing behind this. It's coming, all the declaration. And everybody, if you can help out this case at the Lindale Offense Fund.org or call 800-598-6747, we need your help. Any funds coming in, the offense fund, I'm always on the offense. I've had this fund for quite a while now. It funds the Election Crime Bureau, the Cause of America. Everything I'm doing out there, everything we're doing that I have paid for, I now need your help. We need this Supreme Court case advertised. We need to get it out there. I'm going to take funds. 100% of the money coming in is going to go to help save our country. This, we really need your help now, War Room Posse. We've come this far. We waited for this amazing door to open that no man can shut to the Supreme Court. This is our day. I've waited 3 years.
How do you know when you file this week, how do you know it's going to get picked up by the Supreme Court? It's still a long shot, right?
Steve, it is a long shot, but here's the thing. We need to get the word out because the stuff that's going to drop, the decryption keys that are inside the machines for the whole world to see. The whole world needs to see this. I'm going to spend a lot of money on getting the word out that the case is there. We need the War Room Posse. Go to the Lindale Offense Fund. Spread it far and wide. We need to spread it far and wide that the case is there, and here it is, so everybody sees it. We are also going to be emailing everybody. The Supreme Court, they have families, grandchildren, neighbors. They see the destruction of our country. They are there to protect our country. The CCP and the deep state globalists have infiltrated our election platforms, and they have to protect us. Now, is it a long shot? We don't know. With God, all things are possible. But I do know one thing. If we don't get the word out, if we don't get this known that it's there, you're not going to see this on Fox News, everybody. You're not going to see this over on Newsmax or Salem Media and all these platforms we trusted to talk about our election. This should be big news that the case is even there. What? But they will try and suppress it. That's why we need all of your help now to get the word out. I'm going to advertise everywhere for this.
I'm not a lawyer, far be it. But given it is a long shot just on the math of getting to the Supreme Court, what is to hold you back from taking this information? Because all this information, and correct me if I'm wrong, at least the way I read it, all this information does basically refer back to Arizona. What's to stop you guys from going to start the process again and go to Arizona? Because it seems to me the scene of the crime, at least the scene of the proposed crime, is in Arizona. What's to stop from you guys from going back there?
Well, this is one of the premises. What they did back there, remember, they threw it out on standing back then, which opened the door to add more evidence to the case. We got this about 3 months ago. All this, the encryption keys, decryption keys that are inside the machines. So if the Supreme Court, they can do a couple things. If they accept it and say, hey, you guys can't throw stuff out on standing, it's going to end up back there. But Steve, all this evidence, this new evidence, is going to be used in far and wide. There's cases out there, as you know, Mike Lindell and MyPillow getting sued for billions of dollars. I'm going to be taking all this and going, hey, we were right all along. Look at this. You know, Mike, I've been right all along. Of course I've been right. I wouldn't stop. This is about securing our election platform. This isn't a Democrat-Republican thing, everybody. We need to get rid of these electronic voting machines, go to paper ballots, hand count it. Steve, we're going to use this everywhere. But if nobody knows about it, that's why it's so important that we get funds in, that I can go out there. I have ways to get around the media. If the media doesn't attack me and we can't get the word out, there's other things I'm going to spend money on to get the word out that it's there.
Hang on for one second. We're going to take a short commercial break. I know you're in Idaho this weekend. We're going to hold you over. We're going to hope to go back to the steps of the Supreme Court before we punch out of the morning show. Short commercial break. Back in a moment. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Mike, you were in Idaho over the weekend. We love the folks in Idaho. We're trying to work it out that we go to Idaho before, I guess, the May primary. What happened with you in Idaho this weekend?
Well, we had 2 days there, and the first day we were talking to our team leaders from the Cause of America, and we're going to leave no state behind and no county behind. We're going from the ground up to go to paper ballots, hand counted, and we're also going from the top down, hence our case at the Supreme Court. So in the next day, which was I had to do a speech. There were hundreds of thousands of people watching too online, and they it was supposed to be like a 45-minute speech, and I did 2 hours. So you guys can watch that tonight. This one encompasses all of the platforms, including the addiction platform where I come from being a crack cocaine addict. They actually wanted me to tell my story, a little bit of my story, which made it 2 hours. But you guys can watch that on. We're going to air it tonight on Lindell TV. And that'll be aired at 7 o'clock Eastern time tonight. So that should, it's everyone can watch it.
Talk to us
everywhere. How we got here in the country and where we're going and where the hope is. It was a big, big speech on hope.
Give me a couple of minutes on deals. The audience wants to know, they love paper ballots, but they want to hear deals. What do you got for us?
Well, we got the best deals of the year, everybody, to reward the War Room Posse. I also went to Minnesota and we filmed three new commercials, and it's a $25 extravaganza War Room special. You got pillows. We've got the towels for the lowest price in history, $25. All the kitchen towels came in for the War Room Posse, $25. All the new spring sandals and slides, $25. All of these things are on sale now. The dog beds, $25. Dog bank blankets, $25. Two of the Go Anywhere Roll and Go pillows, $25. Then you have the other ones there too. All the other specials that we left there that are still on sale. And then we have, of course, the mystore.com. And you guys call in now, 800-873-1062. The operators at home are so excited about this $25 War Room extravaganza. You're getting it before anyone in the country, so get everything while it's there. A lot of beach towels, $25. The list goes on and on and on. It's the $25 War Room special, and you guys. And by the way, if you there's another free shipping special there too. I think if you order three of them, it's like $75. You get free shipping on your entire order. Wow. So not only did we get these prices down to this amazing price, but if you get $75 or more, free shipping on your entire order. which then you can take advantage of those big ticket items, the beds and the bed toppers and all those items that are still on sale.
MyPillow.com promo code Warm. MyStore.com promo code Warm. 800-873-1062. Talk to an operator. Tell them we're never going to let the IRS put them out of business. Mike Lindell, let you go back to hammering work. Great. I heard fantastic things out of Idaho this weekend. People out there love you as they do around the rest of the country. Look forward to seeing you this afternoon, sir.
Yep. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks, Foreman Posse.
Thank you, brother. Laura Bono is a VP with Children's Health Defense. She's on the stairs of the Supreme Court. Laura, what do you guys, we're closing the show out. We'll be back tonight for analysis with Mike Davis and others of what went on. What do you guys hope to accomplish today?
Well, today we're here to preserve free speech in America. We are fighting against the Biden administration that is censoring social media or coercing social media to fight back against, I'm sorry, Steve, I got suddenly nervous. I'm sorry. We are here today. We are trying to preserve free speech in America. This Children's Health Defense and Kennedy has a lawsuit against Biden administration. They were coercing social media to stop us from putting any truth out in the media, and we felt like we needed to fight back, and we're here today. There's a lawsuit called Murphy v. Missouri, and we are supporting it today to be here.
Well, listen, you guys are doing nothing to be nervous about. You guys are doing the Lord's work. You're doing a fantastic job. It was it was platforms like yourself that gave people the opportunity to fight back on this. This was outrageous. And I think everybody, it's being exposed right now of the sociopathic overlords that rule us from Silicon Valley, coupled with the Wall Street crowd and the Uniparty in Washington, D.C., the deep state. This is what we're up against. But it's basically the bravery and heroism of organizations like Children's Health Defense that brought us to this day that is actually be exposed. How do people get to you? Where do they go to get more information about these suits, your social media? Where do people go?
Well, go to chd.tv. We are live streaming everything today, but also childrenshealthdefense.org. And Steve, I think it's important to say that all of these lawsuits that we've been fighting, the mandates lawsuits, that people shouldn't have to be vaccinated in order to keep their jobs, that children shouldn't have to be vaccinated in order to go to school, that they shouldn't have to be vaccinated to walk in a store, all of these things that they did to shut down America, we fought against those. There's a lot of those that we're still working on, but we're fighting against it. And lastly, we're fighting right now at the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Our children deserve the ability to have their grievances in court, just like we're here today for another case. But these children who have been vaccine injured, all the COVID injured, they cannot go to court. They have no grievances, places to air their grievances, and the vaccine manufacturers are completely liability free.
No, it's outrageous. It's outrageous. Thank you so much. Thank you for hanging out there today, Laura Bono. And that's absolutely correct. I mean, the something they agreed to back in the 80s can really hold now with what happened in the pandemic. It's absolutely outrageous. This is going to go on all day. We'll hear the live stream up of the audio on our other sites. I'm going to put it on my main site here as we take off and hand off to Real America's Voice. Charlie Kirk, Jack Posobiec, then Miranda Kahn and Tara Dahl pick it up from there. We'll be back at 5 o'clock. It's going to be absolutely jammed. 5 o'clock, going to try to get Mike Davis to break this all down for us, a historic day at the Supreme Court. Also about the creating of the lawfare against President Trump. The 6 o'clock show is going to be insane. Make sure you're with us 5 to 7 tonight when we're back on Real America's Voice. I want to thank the entire crew, entire posse. Make sure you get some coffee. Stay jacked up through the entire day. Warpath Coffee. Go to warpath.coffee. Promo code WARM. Get your discount. I'm going to go have a pot right now. See you back here at 5.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done With Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done With Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done With Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
.com, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.